Welcome to the AAT's Micro Course podcast on clients' monies. My name is Ayo Salam and I'm Members and Practice Compliance Manager at AAT. What is clients' monies and why is this an issue? Client monies are any funds or form of document of title to money or documents of title which can be converted into money that a member in practice holds on behalf of a client. But this excludes any sum that is immediately due and payable on demand to the member. So, any monies at all received on behalf of a client is client's monies. The member in practice in that situation holds such monies as a trustee on behalf of the client. Why is this an issue? Over the years, we have seen an increase in complaints from members of the public in relation to client monies. Particularly, this relates to how members administer clients' monies and how such monies are held on behalf of the client. Can you put clients' monies in a business or personal bank account? The answer to that is no. Client monies do not include the use and control of a client's own bank account. However, in such situations, you must ensure that you have obtained specific written authority that has been acknowledged by the bank from the client before exercising authority over the client's bank account. And also, you must keep adequate records of transactions that you make on behalf of such clients. Fees paid in advance for work to be performed and that are clearly identified as such will not be considered to be client monies. The following list will normally be client monies: HMRC refund received on behalf of clients, funds entrusted to you by the client to assist in the carrying out of client's instructions, surplus funds that fall at the end of an engagement. It is important to note that when holding client monies, you are acting as a trustee and must be ready to account to the client for such monies. Failure to properly account to the client could result in criminal prosecution for theft and/or civil proceedings for abuse of position. There are certain situations where you must not hold client monies. This are as follows. Number one, you must not hold client monies where you know or suspect that the monies represent criminal property. You must not hold client monies where there is no justification for holding such monies. For example, where the monies do not relate to a service that you're licensed by AAT to provide. You must not hold client monies if you are an undischarged bankrupt or have entered into an IVA. You must not hold client monies if you're a director or partner of an insolvent company or a limited liability partnership or hold at least 5% in such a company. You must not hold client monies if a condition in your practicing license prohibits you from holding client monies. So, can you put client monies in your business or personal bank account? The answer to that is no. Some of the conditions for holding client monies include that you must keep such monies separately from personal monies or monies belonging to your practice. You must only use such money for the purpose for which they were intended. You must hold the monies in the same currency as it was received from the client unless you have specific instructions from the client to exchange the monies into another currency. You must ensure that the client has been identified and verified on a risk-sensitive basis before holding client monies. You must be ready at all times to account for this monies to the client or any other persons entitled to such accounting. So, what are the main requirements for operating a client's bank account and where can I find the AAT rules? Regulation 25 of the Regulations for Members in Practice clearly sets out the requirements for operating a client bank account. These rules are very important and every AAT member who operates a client account must be familiar with the rules. As mentioned earlier, accepting HMRC tax refunds on behalf of clients should be treated as client monies and held in a separate bank account. An issue that always comes up in relation to client monies is you've received some refunds from HMRC on behalf of your client and you are now looking to deduct your fees from such refunds. Well, you can do so. However, you must ensure that you have the client's clear authority to do so. This can be demonstrated by having produced an invoice and presented such an invoice to the client. Also, it is important to ensure that the invoice has not been disputed by the client before making any deductions from client's monies. Obviously, it is prohibited to borrow monies from client accounts. You cannot use client monies for your business purposes. Where can you find more information about client monies? Regulation 24 and 25 and their accompanying guidance provide adequate information on how to deal with clients' monies, how to administer clients' bank account, and how to treat the issue of invoices and fees when dealing with client monies. Thank you for listening.